Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive. And Torah Chaim, Torah Chesed, Torah Rachamim. This is the 103rd class, I believe, of Soul class. And Soul is an acronym for S, 7-0, oldest, original, U, universal laws, Elfer laws, which is Shevamitz B'nei Noach, which we'll tersely describe as number one, not to curse the Creator with the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number three, not to commit acts of premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Number five, not to steal. Number six, to avoid eating the limb of an animal that's still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous statutes across the land which are intellectually feasible according to the instructions of the eternal Torah, like giving charity, tzedakah, doing acts of kindness, encouraging individuals to pray, to call out unto the Most High, and of course to educate the masses that they all have a tzelem elokim, a divine image. This is no dream, to help them go from scrimmage to get a more bona fide, internalized type of relationship with the Most High. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Of course, in a peaceful and pleasant manner. So we're now going right back into the second page of this classic work of B'Shach Dimo Tuf Ayin Reish Beis, which was basically composed 100 years ago by the 5th Lubavitcher Rebbe. And I just want to mention the reason why we share this in the context of a class on Seven Noahic Commandments, because if we of Israel are going to try to educate and dialogue, agree and even disagree with the nations, why they should give up their idolatrous practices. And also, this is unfortunate, we have too many Jews involved in idolatry today as well. We have to be honest about it. We have to order something to stimulate their human life experience. And one of the ways we can is through the wonderful teachings of Chassidus, which were revealed within the last 300 years, which were actually always around, but for reasons which we're not going to go into now, we're concealed to the Yechidi Segula, the very special people of each generation, the Tzaddikim, the righteous, the prophets. And then the last around 270 years ago, comes along Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shem Tov, who wanted to spring out the wellsprings because he had an ascension of the soul to into the chamber of the soul of Mashiach, who told him when his wellsprings spread out, the Mashiach will come. So learning of Chassidus is certainly a potent antidote and a means of stimulating any person to move away from idolatry and to learn more about the wondrous, complex, and ultimately simple and compounded world of the Most High. So let's go further now. So the Rebbe Shab goes on to say, as I pluck out from Daf Beis, the second page of Ayin Beis, the essence of the concept that we want to try to familiarize ourselves with blessed souls is, behold, it's known that there's a quality of keter, crown, in a general way. I mean, again, there's the crown on the king's head, person being crowned with the positive attributes of learning Torah, crowned with the positive attributes of properly praying, teaching other people how to pray. And then there's the crown of good deeds, then there's the crown of a good name. But from another dimension, with this concept, the Muska Eloki of crown, a crown is a bechina of ratzon, a quality, a characteristic of a desire to basically be a catalyst, a mimutza, an intermediary that connects and does not create separation. For example, we have this idea of keter d'atzilut. There is a crown, there is a means of connection, there's a conductor, I should say, drawing from the infinite worlds of the Most High, one creator who, in his own blessed will and wisdom, wants infinite amount of worlds which are beyond our consciousness, and some we are privy to through the instructions of Torah. And one of the worlds is the world of Keter. And the world which is directly below the world of Keter is the world of Atzilut, which, another way of understanding it, is the world of intellect. So our intellect, our blessed human intellect, blessed souls, is privy to connect to infinite worlds. Now, how much we intellectually become aware of, we know we can't be intellectually aware of every world that is part of the infinite amount of worlds that the Most High has allowed to emanate into this blessed creation. However, when we combine the idea of the world of Keter, crown, with the world of Atzilut, the world of intellect, and in this case, the Keter is in the category or characteristic of a desire to bring out. So we see that Keter d'Atzilut is fusing within the world of intellect, this desire to manifest the totality of that world of Atzilut. Because in the world of intellect, the world of Atzilut, there is a lower realm, there's an intermediary realm, and then there's a highest realm which connects again back to this world of Keter, this world which is infinite. So too, when we take this concept of Keter and we combine it to the world which is below the world of Atzilut, called the Olam HaBriya, the world of creation, it's also known as the world of thought. So let's think about this for a moment. The infinite world connects with a version below it, but it comes out to be more, it is morphing into the world of intellect, and from the world of intellect, there is morphing out a lower world called the world of thought. But when we connect the idea of a keter, a crown of bria, a crown of creation, or crown of the world of thought, therefore the world of thought can now emanate and manifest fully from within its highest realms down to its intermediary levels and the lowest realms of thought. And also we should know that there are particularized ketarim hapratim, meaning there are intermediary levels within worlds themselves, meaning like this, blessed souls. Let's say we go within the world of wisdom, of intellect, where the world of intellect, as we just mentioned, Olam Atzilut, is also known as the Olam of Chokhmah. So within the Olam of wisdom, the world of intellect, what emanates out from wisdom, which is the world of, or the experience of profound sensory perception or right brain thinking, if we bring it down to the human life experience, and we bring it down to the left brain thinking, to the realm of Bina, of understanding. So when wisdom, profound sensory perception, begins to channel from right brain to left brain to more cognitive, comprehensible understanding, it's basically the lower level of wisdom becomes congealed and therefore transferable to the highest realm within Bina, within understanding. And I've heard one rabbi, I think it's Rabbi Arbat Tzadik, from a Kabbalistic view, we're talking about a consciousness which is oscillating, which is, so to speak, moving. It's a horizontal type of vibration. But from that transfer from Chochmah to Bina, wisdom to understanding, there is a realm of the Chochmah which has to serve, of wisdom, which has to serve as an intermediary from the highest realm of that wisdom, the highest realm of that Chochmah, and go down and transfer from the intermediary level of that Chochmah or wisdom to the lowest form of that wisdom, but still retaining all the qualities of that highest realm of wisdom within that Chochmah, to the highest region of understanding. So the highest level of understanding in left brain consciousness is, so to speak, being nurtured by that which it can process. It cannot necessarily process the full pristine consciousness of the right brain perception. In other words, another way to look at it, blessed souls, is that you want to give your child all the nutrients he or she may need at the age of, say, like 5 years old. The proteins, the minerals, the vitamins. But certainly the child can not only eat the same portion as you, the portion that you give to the child must be cut down to the tiny pieces, because heaven forbid, we don't want to give food in amounts and volume that would cause, heaven forbid, God forbid, Hashem forbid, the child to choke. So the food must be, it can be the same food that you're eating, but it must be chopped down to size that the child will be able to chew with his or her own teeth, in order that it can go down his or her own throat and then be digested by their own unique digestive system at the tender age of 5. And we don't want to cause the child a bellyache by feeding them too much food, or that even before they get even a chance to digest the food, to swallow the food correctly. So the same thing too with the Kesarim Pratim, these individualized crowns, which are intermediaries, which connect and do not create separation. We can understand that the Keter of Chochmah, the crown of wisdom, serves to transmit precisely from the point of the lowest point of that wisdom to the highest point of the understanding that is right below it. Now, this is the type of concept perhaps most people have not heard of, because they have never learned directly from within the text of Chassidus, of these teachings of Torah, of inner dimensions of Torah. But hopefully with time, and that's the beauty of like a format like this on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen, and I hope you'll listen again, and you can review the concepts, and of course then you can send me a question either through the Blog Talk Radio means, through my website here on Blog Talk Radio, or through Facebook, where I'm, Don Zilsiagobin as well. Interact with me. There's another level of Keter, blessed souls, we want to end off with. It's called Adam Kadmon. And Adam Kadmon is literally called primordial man, but yet he's not a man. So hopefully in the next show we'll explore this concept of Adam Kadmon, primordial man, who is not a man, is actually a level of Elokut. At that level where Adam Kadmon is called crown. Then we're going to end up with some music, but it's always for you to meditate upon these teachings. Not an easy teaching, but I am confident everyone listening, everyone who will listen in the future, will want to learn more from the teachings of the Rebbe Rishab in Bashah HaKdimu Tuf Ayin Resh Beis, because when you read out what Ta'ariv means, it can mean to become involved, to become mixed in together, and to sweeten. So let's sweeten the judgments and remember, blessed souls, mercies nullify hatred and arouse the love. Let's meditate a lot on mercy today to nullify, unfortunately, too much hatred which is still in the world, to arouse love, which will hopefully then arouse pleasantness in this world, so we can greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, our right, in a pleasant and peaceful manner. Take care, everyone.